We are about to hear an informal talk by Srila Bhaktisunder Govindadev Goswami Maharaj on his veranda in Dum Dum Park, Calcutta, on the 13th of June 2004. Before the recording began, Srila Govinda Maharaj was reviewing the new PowerPoint presentation of the worldwide mission of Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math, and was commenting how this glorious expansion of the mat was the vision and desire of Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rakkak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Srila Gurudev additionally commented that he feels quite amazed that all this has happened in his lifetime, and that for many years in Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Mat they had just the bare necessities, including just one bull for tilling the fields and one cow for milk. Srila Gurudev then started explaining how the merciful wish of the devotees is so very powerful, and it is by that divine wish of Srila Guru Maharaj that all this has happened.
Sanatana Goswami, asking Srila Goswami Prabhu, when Srila Goswami Prabhu, punished by Srila Goswami Prabhu, you are so proud, you cannot stay in Vrindavan, now you go back to your country like that. And that time, go back anywhere, but you cannot stay with me. And Jiva Goswami Prabhu decided, if I shall not do my Guru Seva, if I shall not get that, then what is benefit with this life? I shall live this life. Live his body. But he promised his friend that Gopal, yeah, I shall give you some gift as your faith that will shock you anyhow. Sanatana Goswami asked, after seeing Jiva Goswami Prabhu's situation, under the tree, Jiva Goswami Prabhu writing Gopal Champu and fasting, and he heard Jiva Goswami Prabhu wants to leave body and Sanatana Goswami come back to Rupa Goswami and ask one question. You heard is the preaching conception of Chaitanya Dev Mahaprabhu. Can you say it? Simple words. And Rupa Goswami said, Jivedaya name ruchi Vaishnav sevan. We are preaching this, that I am telling. The Jivedaya name ruchi Vaishnav sevan. Jivedaya, kind to the Jiva soul. They are unqualified. Give them the teachings of the scriptures as chanting the holy name of Lord. It is the greatest kindness, gift for them. They will get new life, spiritual life. Jivedaya, name ruchi, chanting the holy name, this is the plan, program, everything. And Vaishnava Shevan, service to the Vaishnava. Rupa Goswami Prabhu said it to Sanatana Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami taken from there this Jivedaya word used to give and return to Rupa Goswami. You are telling Mahaprabhu's teaching Jivedaya, that you are not doing that. Now Jiva is, Sri Jiva Goswami, he told, now Jiva is going to die. What kind of Jivedaya you have? This is tactfully he told to Rupa Goswami. We are also preaching that simple way. You chant Hare Krishna without offense. Be humble and tolerant and give honor to others. This we are preaching everywhere. All over the world, our preaching style is that. And not only preaching, we are trying to practice this. but we have forget our promise when we have taken initiation, when we join mission. That time we have one promise to us, ourselves, some promise we given that to Guru. But circumstances changing our promise, and we are becoming slave of circumstances. That is not acceptable, not palatable, not recognizable. And this is fact. Our devotee is very sweet devotee, very good devotee. But when they are forgetting their promise, that becomes painful, which we will adjust with our life and practicing procedure. Very difficult. Anyhow, what Mahananda Prabhu said, our mission is growing happily. That's also true. One by one, we are seeing that picture in America. There was some hopeless position that come return with so glorious and hopeful position. The Mathuranath and Nityahari and the Keshavananda and Sudarshan, they are preaching gloriously. And what they are doing all is some substantial and very hopeful, I am seeing. Yesterday came South Africa, Premo Sindhu. Mood of Premo Sindhu is very sweet. And I told him, you take some devotee from here. If I cannot go myself, but other people, he told. Now they are winter, after winter I shall come. Take 1 month, we'll stay there, or 2 months we'll stay there in South Africa, and we'll preach.
Yes, in -6 degrees.
-6 degrees.
But the coldest winter in like 50 or 60 years, something there.
-6. And Maharaj went to Siberia, no?
Yes.
Oh. -40. -20, -10.
Unthinkable. Yesterday on the map also, they went up to Murmansk. It is north of Finland.
Oh.
We're thinking Finland and Sweden, Norway, that these are very far north. But on the north of them is Murmansk. And that's where Abhidhamma Maharaj went up there last year in the winter.
That's where they took their picture with the reindeer.
There is sun not coming, 6 months.
6 months.
Yes. The divine decision and divine wills, we cannot dissolve, we cannot dishonor that divine working in our favor of Sri Guru Sahasrara Mata.